Welcome to the first episode of the Who Killed Mr. Roosie podcast. Follow us on our social media channels, Instagram and Twitter at Who Killed Mr. Roosie, and be sure to check out our website for exclusive hints and clues on this six-part journey and help us discover who killed Mr. Roosie. Now, Detective Munch, take it away. Who Killed Mr. Roosie, Episode 1.
My name is George F. Munch, Detective George F. Munch, Detective Munch to you. I've been the lead detective at the South End Homicide Unit for over 10 years now, and in the police force for over 30 years. I was so young when I started, so naive, I had no idea what I was in for. The streets of South End can be a cold mistress, and now I know it all too well. Every murder or manslaughter that happens here in the last 10 years has passed through these smooth hands. I know it all. The gangs, the thieves, the drug dealers. You name it, I solve it. Munch.
Hello, Munch. There's been a murder at Mr. Roosie's ice cream parlour down at the seafront. I'm going to need you down here straight away.
Mr. Roosie? You mean the Mr. Roosie?
Yeah.
Jesus! Do people have no decency these days?
It seems not. I'll give you the full details when you arrive. Oh, and Munch, you might want to bring an extra pair of shoes. This one's messy.
Here we go again. I didn't know much about the case, but I could tell one thing I knew for sure. This was a crime of pure passion.
Detective Munch?
Sergeant, what kind of hell is this?
Mr. Roosie, 80 years old. He owns the biggest and most popular chain of ice cream in Southend-on-Sea. Ever heard of it?
Roosie's Ice Cream. I've lived in South End all my life. Of course I've heard of it.
I know. He was found around 7 a.m. this morning by his wife and son. As you can see, the shop is currently undergoing renovations, but he was found over there behind the counter.
Murder weapon?
Currently missing. First impressions, it seems he died of blunt force trauma to the head, but we won't know for sure until the medic completes an autopsy. There's something else too, Munch. The items found on him were his wallet.
That's pretty standard.
And a letter. A love letter, dated 1964.
A love letter?
Aye, this letter's from a Sharon. No last name.
What's Mr. Rusey doing in his shop in the early hours of the morning with a love letter from 1964?
Best you find out. I'd start with Mrs. Rusey. She's over there with her son. Be gentle though. She's been in hysterics all morning, barely gotten a decent word out of her.
Mrs. Rusey, I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you, and you are?
Detective Munch. I'm the lead detective assigned to your husband's case. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions? It will help me create a list of suspects.
If you must.
How long have you and Mr. Rusey been married?
Almost 50 years. We married in 64.
Was it a happy marriage?
Yes! My parents had the most loving relationship I've ever seen.
Detective Munch, this is mine and Mr. Rusey's son, James Rusey.
I'm sorry we're meeting like this. My condolences.
Thank you.
Mrs. Rusey, did you see your husband last night?
No, he didn't come home.
Did this not raise any concerns?
No, my husband often works late these days. Or at least, he used to.
He's been having trouble with the builder we hired to renovate the shop.
And where were you last night, Mrs. Rusey?
At home with James.
All night?
Yes, all night. Detective Munch, I can't help but feel I'm being treated like a suspect here.
I'm just trying to rule out possibilities.
How could you say such a thing? I loved George with all my heart. I'm nothing now he's gone. Oh, James!
If you're looking for a suspect, I'd start with Lloyd Jackson instead of interrogating my mother.
Lloyd Jackson? I'm guessing him and your father didn't get along.
That's an understatement. They hate each other. Goes all the way back to when they were boys. Then, because my dad's business was doing well, Mr. Lloyd Jackson decides to open up Adventure Park right across from our shop, with a rival ice cream parlour and everything.
And why would he do that? What was his motive?
He doesn't need an actual reason. Hate was his motive. Daddy took him to court last year, claiming his rides were a safety hazard. Almost had the entire Adventure in the Sea amusement park shut down for good. Lloyd threatened to kill Daddy as we left the courthouse. I heard him. Everyone heard him. He's the man you need to be questioning, not us.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of Who Killed Mr. Rusey? Tell us what you think on our social media pages, Instagram and Twitter at Who Killed Mr. Rusey. And if you want to put a face to these characters, why not check out our website? You'll find each individual cartoon on there, along with a short bio about each character. Until then, stay safe and be alert for next Wednesday to see where Detective Munch ends up next. You never know. He might come and question you.